When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
Discover what BetterHelp Online Therapy can do for you. Visit BetterHelp.com today.
You're listening to One on One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Carriker was feeling a little under the weather this morning, so Bach and I buckled in and said, hey, let's carry the flag for 2 hours before we hand it over to the captain and the black shirt and Bach. And then this afternoon with On the Block and Old School taking you through, we'll hear from Tom Chattel at 6 o'clock to kind of break down what's going on with everything, all things Husker athletics. You'll be able to break that down. From the text line, my big story for the weekend is a fantastic season the Lincoln Stars are having. I'd urge you to get out to the icebox to see for yourself. I've been out, Bill. I've been out. Rocky Russo, and again, you'll hear from Coach Russo tomorrow on the ticket at 6 p.m., 6 to 7. He and Joel Norman will sit in here behind the mic and let you know what's going on with the first place Lincoln Stars. If you have not, quality entertainment, great. The young men are playing well. Like, that's just it's a great run, and it should be a great postseason for the Stars. But you can hit us with your headline for the evening, for the weekend. What was your headline? What was your favorite sports story of the weekend? As a part of that list, it was intriguing to me to have Amy Williams and this team show up and show out. Yes, they were playing Northwestern. But that didn't always mean – it didn't always play out the way that it played out yesterday. They actually played to the level of expectation and hope. For them to not fall – like, you know, loss could have changed the, you know, the seedings and the rankings going into the tournament. And I had planned on leaving for Indianapolis to go to the Big Ten tournament Wednesday morning to get there in time, but I'd already booked it for an early flight to get into Indianapolis around lunchtime. And then it struck me that if they had lost, the Huskers lost yesterday, they could have been in that early game. And whoops, that would have been a problem. And then Mother Nature said, hey, I hope you're enjoying this 55-degree weather, because Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday morning, it's going to be difficult around here. 60-mile-an-hour winds and a little blizzard to start your travel into work. And if you're trying to fly, and you're flying between this weather and Chicago with a freezing front, not exactly the best. So I called an audible. I'm going to go tomorrow morning and try to beat some of the weather and get there and do this. And I'm grateful for Austin and Jay and Strick and everybody for holding it down so that I can do that. And then I will be there for as long as the Huskers are playing. And then it is my intention to go from Indianapolis to Chicago for the wrestling Big Ten tournament Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And come back and regroup and then do it again next week as the men's tournament. The men's tournament is next week in Indianapolis, right? So got lucky on that it got the same hotel and I could walk and not have to deal with that. But the women's team, Bach, where would – I want to give Alexis Markowski her flowers now on a high note. Right? Coming off playing well, because senior night didn't go well, right? The tribute to her, the team didn't play well. Tough. But to bounce back on the road in the Big Ten on a Sunday and get a big win, a 20-point win and play at the level that she did. And the numbers for Markowski are astounding. My proximity to Nebraska women's basketball is less than some of the other sports. But, Bach, I'll ask, where would you put Markowski's career, her production while at Nebraska? Where would you put that? In text line, I'll take your opinions as well.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, she's definitely been, just a stalwart for that team this year. I would have a tough time placing it to like an all-time. I'd have to kind of look. There's been some really good players that have come through this program, but still, I mean, it's just going to be one that's tough to watch go, leave, and going to be tough to replace because she's been very competitive, very good, obviously, toward the end, but even at the beginning of her career, she's just been steady in that lineup.
What is for all-time greats, right? And maybe I'm wrong even asking this. Is this a Hall of Fame career for her? Is this a Husker Hall of Fame career?
I'm trying to look through her. I mean, it's 4 years of double-digit scoring. Her worst year of 8 rebounds. I mean, I would argue so.
Right? I mean, these are remarkable numbers that you're talking about. I mean, to come in your career, for your career, she's averaging 14.9 rebounds for her career. This season, she's at 17.8 rebounds. Career shooting 46%. This year, she's shooting 48%. I'm not sure. Tell me. I'm open to your opinion. But in your mind, is she, and I know all Big Ten, you just have to make one of the teams to be all Big Ten. But coming off a 15-rebound game on top of everything else, right? 30-point, 15 rebounds. You're making the statement, right? Like, what are you doing? 30 points and 8 rebounds yesterday. Is she all Big Ten?
She's got to make one of the teams. Like you said, I mean, it's tougher to make those 18 teams in a league now. So,
well, it's 18, right? What are they doing with that? Have they changed that? Like what it means to, like, I know, like, for wrestling, all big, all American is that you go to the nationals and you finish in the top 8. Is that what it is for wrestling? For football, again, if you're all Big Ten first team, You're the best of 18 at your position. It's actually tougher to be all Big Ten in basketball than it is in football.
Yeah, only 5 spots open.
Wow. And you're coming in, she's having this kind of year coming in on a year where the Big Ten Conference for women added UCLA, USC, who at some point both of them have been one. Currently, going into the weekend, they were 2-4. I don't know how it changes with USC beating UCLA, number 4 beating number 2 this weekend. And shout out to this, that game, that Big Ten game, regular season game, was on Fox National TV primetime Saturday night. That, listen, you can call it the Caitlin Clark factor, you can call it the revenue factor, you can call it the transfer portal factor, but Big Ten women's basketball was the main event on Fox Saturday night primetime. And I'm telling you, having looked at Indianapolis for the next 2 weekends, it costs more to go to the women's tournament than it does the men's tournament. Hotel rooms average $112 more during the women's week than it does for the men. Stunning. And there's no Caitlin Clark this year. Like, you could have told me this last year, and I understand. Our folks are going to show up in full. It's going to be a whole thing. But folks are coming from Hollywood. Folks are coming from Los Angeles. Folks are coming. You're going to get folks are coming from D.C. Yeah, it's top eight at nationals in wrestling. Yeah.
I was just looking over some of the all-time stats, too. Murkowski is the all-time offense and defense and total rebound leader at Nebraska. So whether you want to put it in the Hall of Fame or not, the stats say he's definitely got a pretty good argument.
Yeah. Willie says, hey, you know, Murkowski top 20, but her stats probably prove better. Sometimes, hey, listen, the fact that you play at Nebraska certainly plays into it. We know that that happens for the men as well. Like Bryce Williams. I wanted to close the hour with this question, but since it was brought up, I'll go ahead and put the oars in the water. Bach, is Bryce Williams all Big Ten?
For both teams, like you said, it's tough because of the, you know, if it comes down to it and there's a lot of guys vying for that position, and there are, specifically on Bryce Williams' side, you might come back to team total wins and you know, Nebraska's a little bit further down, but I would say he is, and I would say, or at least he's played to that level. And I've argued, I think he's probably had the best Nebraska ball season since Tran Pettaway, since 2014. Again, you mentioned some of the guys, the Derek Walkers, the Tominagas, the James Palmer Juniors that have had all Big Ten seasons. And I believe, I'm trying to think, I think Palmer at least was first team all Big Ten, but I still think Bryce is might be having a better season than that. So it's tough to make those teams now these days, but it's an all-time season for Bryce at Nebraska, one of the all-time seasons.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about Bryce McGowan's. Like, we didn't even mention, like, that's a thing that, and shout out to Bryce McGowan's, what he's doing in the G League. He's leading the G League in scoring. Like, well done, young man, to do your thing. You can get the cheapest ticket. Texter asked to look at tickets for. I went to tickets for Big Ten Championship Sunday. The cheapest ticket is $110. Cheapest ticket. But he suggested he has to. Oh, that's diabolical. Bach, what do you think NCAA wrestling championship tickets are going for?
Ooh. I don't even know.
In Philadelphia, with Penn State being right up the road.
Yeah.
And number one in the country.
I think Big Ten is the tournament. And
so the all pass tournament. So if you just want to go and post up, right? You want to go and post up. You're going to spend $700, $800. Oof. $800 for all of them. If you just want to go Sunday, and they have two sessions, right? So you have the seedings session, right? The placement, and then you have the championships. Oh, that's a monster. That's a monster. Session six, which is championships, yeah, you're going to spend $300. Just for that session, just for the champ, for those 10 matches.
Yeah, that's an expensive ticket.
Okay, Bach, I'm going to put you on the spot before you go to break. 10 matches in the national championships. And they're both at PBA, right? So the national championships for wrestling, PBA, Saturday. 8 o'clock. There are eight Huskers wrestling in the championships. Sunday, WWE is at PBA. Which night do you go to? Which night do you go to?
I'm very much a WWE guy, so it would probably depend on the card a little bit there. But I mean, if I got Elimination Chamber, I'd have to go to that. But, you know, you make a compelling argument.
I'm not sure. Like, I know what I would choose. I've seen WWE in that forum. Going to the national championships for wrestling under this group would certainly make sense. But it's a thing to consider. Somewhere in the second hour today, I'm going to have you build the box perfect WrestleMania card.
All right.
This year. I need your ideal. Because, Bach, we could literally spend the next hour just talking about WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We really could. So that's a thing. We will do some of that. I have to admit. We will cover some of it. From the text line before we go to break, Williams would need to show up for the entire game in order to be considered all Big Ten. Let me say this. I'm not sure there is a player in the entire Big Ten Conference who is asked to do more than Bryce Williams does for Nebraska. So there will be zero Bryce Williams blaspheming going on the text line. That dude does more. Listen, would Kareem say in Airplane? Hey, have you had to carry Walton and Lanier up and down to the court all night for 48 minutes? Bryce Williams is carrying the entire Husker basketball program on his back. Give that dude a break. 101 coming back on the Ticket.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.